You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Children start to ask questions about their body as soon as they can say the words, "What's that?" Or even they can't even say the words, you know, they might just point to their body parts. So many questions from these adorable little minds. Now, my guests today are here to guide you, the parent, on how to introduce your child to their body and its functions. Please welcome to Wellness for Life Radio, co-creators of MyBodyVillage.com, Justin and Leanne Noble. Welcome, both of you. Now, why is it so important for a young child to establish a conscious relationship with their body?
Hi there, thank you. And Justin, you want to field this one?
Oh, yeah, sure. The thing is with children is that it's so important to get them introduced to their bodies and how things function and how to live a healthy lifestyle at a young age, because when you get older, it's so much harder to break old habits. So if you introduce them to these things at an early age, they get start off on the right track right from the get-go.
Well, that totally makes sense. But what are we talking about? You know, when my son, I have a 21-year-old, pretty much 21 now. And, you know, when he was really young, we had to do a lot of different things for him because he had special needs and he had a lot of allergies growing up. So it was pretty tough for him. So, you know, we would always wonder why he was so itchy, right? He had eczema and things like that. At what age do you suggest that we start talking to our little ones?
I think you can start as young as like 3, as soon as they start kind of understanding.
I think as soon as the question why comes out, then they're ready for an answer of some sort anyway.
Right, right. So then, you know, as parents, I believe you probably have how many children? I don't know, but how many kids do you have?
We're newlyweds, so we don't have kids yet, but it's you know, it's on the radar, and we have plenty of nieces and nephews. And
you know what, okay. Leanne? Well, good for you for starting before you have even children, so that you know once you have a child, if you want a child, then you know what to do. Okay, that's so funny.
Oh, always. We're always asking our sisters and everything. It's a very interesting subject for both of us, I think.
Right, right. Well, of course it is, you know. So then what, tell us, you know what, I mean, what's the best strategy? Tell me what the best strategy that you've got that you can share, because we were really short with time, of course. What can you teach the children as parents? What can we say?
Well,
Sorry?
Yeah, let's go ahead, okay. Justin. Go ahead and say that.
Okay. I'm going to say with the book series, what we try to do is, first off, we introduce the kids to how their bodies work, and then we also teach them how to encourage a healthy lifestyle, and we also explain what is happening when their bodies aren't functioning properly. So what
that
does is
that
go ahead
understand.
And
understand.
Tell me, Leanne, what's a healthy lifestyle that you, what's a strategy of a healthy lifestyle that you actually recommend in your books?
Well, I think it starts a lot with understanding and having that relationship. We personify these organs that are living inside their body, so you wouldn't treat your friends poorly. So if you're friends with the organs inside your body, you won't treat your body poorly. I wouldn't want to put things inside my body or my friends that will make them upset or hurt them. Such
are these
as junk
books?
Food or, you know, anything of that sort.
Leanne, are these books for children? Or are they for adults to teach the children?
You know, they are written with children in mind so that it will entertain them, but really so that adults should be reading them with their children so that it becomes a learning tool and they can learn together. Much like Justin, he had a book. Why don't you tell them about the book that your parents gave you that was really geared for adults, but you also learned a lot from it?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had really bad asthma, and my parents, because I used to get really upset, and they got me this book that explained what was happening and why it was happening to me. And after they gave me that book, it was so much easier to cope with my asthma, and I wasn't as scared, and I understood what was going on, and it really helped me a lot.
Yeah, and we figured combining that with entertainment makes it so that it's engaging to children, but we're also learning both as parents and as the children.
And that really, that makes sense, of course. You know, in my holistic clinical practice, at least 30%, sometimes even 40% of times, is pediatric care. And I deal with a lot of allergies. As you're saying, Justin, asthma can be an allergy, can be a trigger. Stomach aches, of course, and headaches. Those are the main common problems when it comes to young kids. And so, you know, for me, as a doctor, I've got to give them the best advice for them as well as the parents to stop, to eliminate the triggers for these conditions. And I think nutrition is a huge factor. So I'm sure that this is one of the areas that you actually talk about. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm actually a certified nutrition coach, and that factors into every single book.
Great. And tell me about your book series. What is it called?
The series is called My Body Village.
My Body Village.
Like Leanne said, My Body Village, yes. And all the books, all the characters are organs in the body, and the stories are set in the body, and it's just different things that you experience health-wise, and explaining them on a simple level that's fun and easily understandable.
You know, I understand that your website is called mybodyvillage.com as well. So anyone who is really interested in reading about your books and then, of course, helping your children, that's exactly where you all should go right now. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about bedwetting. It's one of the areas, it's not common in my practice, but it is definitely something that a lot of kids go through up until anywhere from 6 to even 8, some child even 10 years old. So do you have a book on bedwetting?
We actually do. We have one coming out in the fall. And the approach with that one is just to really let kids understand why it's happening to them. Because kids they feel shame and they want to know, why do I keep doing this? And in the book, you see how the bladder and Raymond Brain, how they interact. And it really explains why it's happening and that it's just a phase and it's something that most kids will grow out of. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just something that your body does.
Right, right. I mean, when is it a time that you recommend, you know, obviously there are physical issues, biochemical issues, hormonal issues that can be part of why the child is not able to hold his urine throughout the night. When do you recommend, is it that in the book too, to go and seek medical care?
We don't go that in depth because there are several factors that can lead to bedwetting. We just keep it on a more simple level that it's just a failure to communicate between the bladder and the brain, but the brain is occupied doing something else, and for some reason the bladder's signal can't wake the brain up so that you can go to the bathroom. So there are different factors that contribute to bedwetting, but the fundamental thing is that the bladder doesn't wake the brain up, and that's what we focus on.
Okay, all right, that's good.
We simplify it that way with everything, so it's not such technical jargon that a child would then be triggering otherwise. It's just, hey, I can understand a failure to communicate. I can understand that our character Betty Blatter is trying to call our character Raymond Brain and he doesn't hear it. That's something everyone can understand.
Right, right. Well, it's good to know, you know, obviously in the way you're describing it, it's an easier way for children to understand what's going on in their body. That will reduce their shame and anxiety that they feel. Now, Leanne, can you share a bit about the vaccinations? You know, we got only 60 seconds, so just a little bit. Do you talk about vaccines on your website?
Yes, we have a book called Nurse Vaccine, and that's coming out soon. And Justin, why don't you talk about vaccinations a little?
Okay. In the book, it's just the characters meet, and it's explaining that there's diseases out there that you can get, and there's a way that you can prevent them through these vaccines. And it's just explaining why you have to get them, because kids are always confused about, why do I have to get a shot when I'm not even sick? And it just explains that that this is actually to prevent something that can happen to you. We also go into the fact that there are other ways you can go about it. You don't have to get vaccines.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, I wish we had more time. There's so much to talk about. But both of you, Leanne and Justin Noble, thank you so much for being here. All right, go to mybodyvillage.com. And this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies.